Brave Hunter and the Witches. First book. Chapter 1. The Letter. Brave Hunter was sitting on a wooden bench on the veranda in front of his log cabin, smoking his pipe. He was a big hairy man with large hands and feet. His muscles were as solid as coconuts, and his blonde curly hair bounced in all directions. His clear blue eyes seemed to look right through you, as if he knew all your secrets. Brave Hunter was a relaxed and friendly man who was always willing to help people. He got his name from being so courageous and fearless. Nothing fazed him. He would wrestle with bears, defeat crocodiles, and even take on dangerous villains. Brave Hunter wasn't just extremely strong, but also tremendously smart. He could conquer danger with both brain and brawn. His cabin was situated on top of the hill on the outskirts of the village of Oak Trunk. His garden always smelled delightful because of the various fruit trees and bushes which grew there. Brave Hunter was enjoying watching two birds arguing over blackberry when he heard someone shouting, "Brave Hunter, Brave Hunter, I have a letter for you." It was Neston, the 14-year-old son of the village blacksmith. He was a cheerful boy with brown curly hair and brown eyes that twinkled like little stars. Neston always knew everybody's business, so when the postman arrived with a letter for Brave Hunter, Neston was very quick to find him. He knew that wherever Brave Hunter was, adventure was not far away. Neston ran towards the bench where Brave Hunter was sitting. "The letter looks very important," he shouted, gasping for breath. "It has just arrived with the postman from down south. I ran straight up the hill, Brave Hunter, to bring it to you." He handed the letter to Brave Hunter, who looked at it very closely. Brave Hunter gave the letter back to Neston.
"Please read it to me, Neston," he said in a friendly manner.
Neston studied the letter. There were strange stamps on it, so the letter must have come from far away. Neston loved adventures and was desperate to see more of the world. And this letter smelled of adventure. What would it reveal?
"Come on, what are you waiting for? Open up the letter and read it to me," said Brave Hunter impatiently while taking a puff of his pipe.
Okay, replied Neston, who, with trembling hands, opened the letter and began reading. "Corsica, 5th of May, 1825. Dear Brave Hunter, here is a letter from your old uncle in Corsica. We are all in good health, although your aunt is suffering from rheumatism, but I suppose that's just part of old age. At the moment we are living in the mountains and not at our farm on the coast because we have been attacked several times by pirates. We had to escape. We are much safer here as it is much harder to find our hideout. Our men from the village have been trying to catch the pirates, but they have not been successful at all. The pirates keep coming back, so we are still stuck in these mountains. We would so much like to go back to our houses near the coast. As you know, in 5 months the winter will start, and then it will be far too cold to be in the mountains. We are completely desperate, and that's why I have decided to contact you. Brave Hunter, please help us to rid our island of these pirates. You are our last hope. When you arrive on the island, please let us know using the secret family smoke sign. That way, one of our men can pick you up and bring you to our secret hideaway. Kindest regards, your Uncle Antonio."
"Pirates," whispered Neston, looking at Brave Hunter wide-eyed. "Fighting against pirates," he sighed. His eyes were sparkling with excitement at the thought of fighting pirates. He was imagining himself swinging his sword around and chasing the defeated pirates into the sea.
Brave Hunter put his pipe down and took the letter from Neston's hands. He had a worried look on his face. His uncle and aunt in Corsica were his favorite relatives. began to fear for their safety. Being out there in the mountains was not good for them at all. Who was to harvest their corn and wheat? And Auntie with her rheumatism? She would be so much better off in her comfortable, cozy cottage at the coast. Besides, what would the pirates do when they discovered their hideaway in the mountains? No, he had to go there as soon as possible and catch those pirates. Neston, go back to the village and ask Annie from the inn to prepare a last basket with food, ordered Brave Hunter. I go right away, Brave Hunter, replied Neston as he jumped up from the rock he was sitting on. He then hesitated for a moment and turned around. Brave Hunter, can't I come along with you to fight against these pirates? I'm really very, very strong and extremely good fighter, said Neston enthusiastically, displaying his muscles. Brave Hunter shook his head. You are far too young to fight. Pirates are very bloodthirsty. If they are in a bad mood, they cut off your hands, just like that. He made a gesture as if cutting off Neston's hands. They drink a lot of rum and they smell like the rats in the stables. You have to believe me. Really, you don't want to fight them. Now off you go to Annie and ask her to prepare a large food basket. Brave Hunter waved his hands for Neston to go and then walked into his cabin. He wanted to pack his belongings as he had an early start in the morning. Neston walked down the hill, pondering. There has to be a way to join Brave Hunter. I'm not in the least bit afraid of pirates. He smiled and hopped down the hill, singing a song to himself about pirates and rum.